Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, driving on the Cork Road, what's that called? And I was flat out anyway, and loads of trucks. Very nervous now, very nervous with the trucks beside you. I don't know if anybody else gets like that, but like, not really my vibe when there's a truck.
They're quite big.
They're imposing. And I just happened to notice, so you know the way like trucks have like 8 wheels?
Yeah.
They've got like a thousand of them. And I was just driving along and I just had a look over to the side and it was like up the dubs on this little plate above one of the wheels.
Love it.
And I was like, yes! But then I nearly crashed my car looking at it.
Ah, for fuck.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, right, so I was like, oh, I'd love to take a picture of that. And then I was like,
No,
can't actually Instagram while driving. So
I feel like I miss out on so many opportunities to take, but I need to get a dash cam actually. Anyone want to send us dash cams? Just because.
Would adore a dash cam.
Yeah, would love. Thanks. Hashtag spam. And you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion podcast. My name is Jen.
You're about to call it the Popular Opinion, weren't you?
I always fuck up the intro. I don't know if anybody's noticed. It's me nerves.
I just get so nervous.
What's your name?
Carla.
Her name is Carla.
Carla.
And this episode is about trends that, well, I think it's just about trends in general because we put up a question box and nobody really got it. So we'll just talk about trends just in general.
I think that trends are not just for fashion.
No, they're not. There's loads of trends. There's social trends, beauty trends, fashion trends as well.
I love the way we're like, there's plenty of them. Let's just have a geography trends, history trends. One of the subjects today, study maths trends.
Maths trends, yeah.
Algebra, that's a trend.
Love an old trend. What's been your favourite trend ever?
Coney 2020.
Oh.
It was Coney 2020.
It wasn't. It was Coney 2012.
No, because
it was Coney 2012.
I thought it was by 2020. No, I thought it was Coney 2020.
I'm going to Google this now. It was definitely Coney 2012.
But when did it come out? It came out before. Was it 2009 or something that it came out now? It wasn't in 2012, or was it?
Oh, God. I'm not too sure. But that was the poster. I'm looking at the poster here. It's like a ball. It was Coney 2012, definitely.
I just remember not understanding what it was about.
It was about your man Coney in Africa. Yeah, and he was taking kids from their families.
Oh.
And everybody was, it was a viral video. So if you haven't heard of this, look it up on YouTube. It's Coney 2012, K-O-N-Y. And it was this American filmmaker that had gone over as a like.
So I remember the narration was like, Coney in Gambia.
Yeah. He was crazy. He was this, he was kind of, would you say hippie? He's kind of hippie, like he'd be one of these good Samaritans that goes around all different countries and he was kind of looking into, wasn't one of his friends.
I love the way I miss it. I know nothing about it.
Like there's a Wikipedia page on it and everything. It's like a short documentary film. This is the Wikipedia.
But it was on Facebook. Do you remember it went viral on Facebook?
Yeah,
that's
it was.
How I knew it. Yeah.
But like there was millions of views on YouTube. So it was produced by Invisible Children. That's what it was. Yeah, authors were Invisible Children. The film's purpose was to promote the charity's Stop Kony movement to make Ugandan cult and militia leader indicted war criminal and International Criminal Court fugitive Joseph Kony, globally known, in order to have him arrested by the end of 2012.
Wasn't it a lie though?
Yeah, well, there was something dodgy about it.
Yeah.
But this whole thing was, his whole narrative by the end of it, you kind of copped, was like, make Kony famous. But it was for this reason, because like nobody knew that this fucking basically devil reincarnated was walking the earth and that he was doing all this stuff in.
But that kind of leads into that. Isn't that so funny how it kind of leads into this whole thing nowadays where it's like, we're making people's arses on Instagram famous and we don't know about the 35 people that were just slaughtered in...
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm saying it in that tone because it is true. No idea why I'm saying it in that tone. But that was... He was like the original one of them, wasn't he? He was the original.
But he was like, make him famous for this reason. And it was like... This says on the Wikipedia page, as of July 10th, 2019, so this was updated fairly recently, the film has received over 102 million views... And 1.3 million likes.
But was it not a hoax? That's what I'm trying to get. I
think it was a hoax. Yeah, you look into that there.
I will.
I remember over the last couple of years in particular. Do you remember neck nominations?
No.
You don't remember this?
No. What's a neck nomination?
A neck nomination. And it wasn't even spelt neck as in N-E-C-K. It was spelt N-E-K. And you literally, I think... Did you have to hold your nose? You had to neck. It started out as you were necking a bottle of alcohol. I can't even remember how you would.
What?
You dress up as something mad. I remember seeing a girl. She was dressed, I think, in her underwear at some Lewis stop. And you had to neck whatever you were holding, whatever bottle of stuff. You'd open a bottle of beer and you'd neck it. And it was this phenomenon that everybody was filming and uploading to Facebook, saying, this is my neck nomination, and then you'd nominate two people to neck, like, that's what it was.
That's just like a normal session now.
No, but it was like a Facebook thing where people would video themselves doing it, but one person would try to outdo the next person. Oh. Like, they'd be doing it on top of cars, and it was kind of a scaldy thing, like, it was a scaldy thing.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that one.
Yeah.
I remember the Ice Bucket Challenge. It was for
ALS.
ALS. I was going to say AHLAS. I'm like, this isn't JLS, Carla, relax.
We call it something different over here, though.
Yeah.
Motor neurons.
Yeah, it's
MND.
MND.
No, MS is something different. MND.
MS is,
it was motor neuron disease, so... It was, the whole thing about it was, because there was obviously with these kind of viral videos and trends and stuff like that, you'll have people arguing the point, going, oh, this is a lot of fucking sheep, and this is a bunch of fucking sheep. You'll always get that fucker. But this whole thing was that you poured the bucket of ice water over you to give you the sensation of what somebody with MND.
But I don't think anybody got that.
I don't think anybody got that either. And then you... They were uploading and going, oh, look how dandy I am. I nominate Audrey from number 62. Like,
it's like, this is from motor neuron disease.
This is me in my bikini. Gonna throw this ice bucket over me. Or then you had the funny ones, the one with the goggles and women hat running into the pole. And it was all just fucking hilarious. Not one of the fuckers probably texted
I was about to say, wasn't it supposed to be a donation thing?
Yeah, there was. Like, I remember doing it in Greece. I was away and I did it. So I was like, nice little cool down, but I still fucking did the thing.
Yeah.
I still texted the number. Do you know what I mean?
People are very reluctant to donate, I feel.
Yeah.
But then look at all the GoFundMes.
GoFundMes, yeah. There's a GoFundMe for pretty much anything these days, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I suppose I set up that GoFundMe that time for the repeal. And it was really easy to do.
Yeah.
It took me Not that long.
Do they investigate it later down the line though?
Yeah, they did. They, true, do you remember they fucked me like?
Yeah, yeah.
They stopped it because they were like, you can't do giveaways for GoFundMe. I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
I was like, but it's for a good cause. They were like, no, no. I was like,
sorry.
They're like, no, they have to give you your money out of total free will. There can't be like a barter or an exchange.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
the thing. You can't be.
Oh, well, that does make sense.
Yeah, I do get it. But I was like, no, but I have the, you know, no, I'm trying to raise funds. No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, otherwise these people would just go and donate it. Otherwise, you know, yeah. the girl who actually won never said thanks.
Did she not?
No, she gave me her address. I sent it all off and she never said thanks.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
My God, you are welcome.
You're so welcome. Another one, Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake.
Do you remember the Harlem Shake?
Oh, yes, I do. And I remember for the first while I had no idea what the fuck it was.
Neither did I. Hadn't a clue what was going on. I was seeing all the videos. I was watching it. Thought it was a bit of a banger of a tune.
I know. I was like,
no. And I was like, what even is this? And then I was like, oh, it's a trend. It's
it used to be one of those things that I'd like watch all the videos, my double chin hanging out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the other one? The mannequin challenge.
Mannequin challenge. Yeah, so that was another one.
That's what like made Ray Strummer like big, really famous. That's the band that did the Black Beatles, the song, you know.
Oh.
That girl is a real crowd pleaser.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it can. It's something like that has the ability to grow legs. Wasn't, not, I was about to say Dr. Dre. What's his name? Drake last year, the Kiki. Wasn't that a thing as well?
Oh, yeah, that was,
the Kiki dance from the Cars.
What, I forget, it was called the something challenge. Was it not?
Was it?
In My Feelings. That's what the song's called. Yeah, it was called In My Feelings Challenge. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Where you had to drive the car, get out and do the dance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dangerous.
But very dangerous. The person dangerous. The person who was driving
was also recording.
Yeah.
The person who was driving was recording. The other person, I was like, this can't end well for anyone.
And then there was people like jamming on the brakes and the people were smacking into the doors and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
In all fairness, that was gas. Yeah. And then there was also
Baby Shark. Wasn't that another one?
Please don't talk about
it. No, but they turned the Kiki kind of In My Feelings challenge into a Baby Shark challenge.
I didn't see that.
They did the same thing. So, like, you'd have somebody who was driving down the road and they were recording the person, but they were doing it in the style of In My Feelings, but they were doing Baby Shark.
Oh.
So it kind of turned into that, which is a bit of a piss take for all the mums and dads out there because they were fucking sick of the song at this stage.
To be honest, I don't know where Baby Shark came from. I don't care where it came from. I'm just glad it's gone.
It's like one of those. Have you ever seen the video for, I think it was a Chinese phenomenon, was it? I could be very wrong there. Could have sworn that the video though, they look Chinese.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's that. Just
one of those mad viral things. What's your favourite fashion trend?
I think, oh, that's a tough one. I think I remember my first thing and my first time, you know, when you have those kind of things when you're younger, these flashbacks, and you're like, that's when I copped on what a trend was. No. Because I remember it was like J17 magazine or something, and they were like, neon is back. The neon trend is back. And I remember being like, Mum, what's a trend?
Oh, right.
And I remember being like, yeah, cool. Neon's in. That's really in. Neon. It's cool. And then it came back again in 2008. Mm. Do you remember when Topshop had, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, when Topshop had all like the black t-shirts and they had like Save the Rave on the front in neon lettering and they had, do you remember?
I'm pretty sure I went to Planet Love in 2008, yeah, and I had a lot of neon on that time.
That 2008, yeah, 2008 it came back and now it's back again. 2018.
Madness.
2018 it came back and it's kind of still floating around 2019, but yeah.
Well, for a festival, because festivals have gotten really big now. I think festivals are nearly a trend these days.
But do you remember the festival clothing situation has really taken
A turn.
So much of a turn.
Yeah.
To the point now where I'm like, I don't know what that is. Because I remember festivals kind of had that whole thing, didn't they, where everybody was dressing real like alternative. It was like Vans and denim shorts, and that was like the alternative kind of phase where people were like doing that. And then I remember there was like almost like a Western theme as well for a while.
Yeah, there was a few like, yeah, check, like check shirts and were denim a big shorts, thing.
2009, yeah. Denim short, check shirt kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all that kind of crack. I remember that. And now people seem to think that it's a fucking fashion show.
Yeah, it's very Coachella.
And it's so funny because when you look at like, I just think that Ireland and like, celebrities do it 3 years ago and then we're doing it, you know, like Kylie, her first Coachella was like what, 2014? Yeah, I think it was 2015 was like her first Coachella, and she did like a Coachella lip kit, and I think she was like 16 or 17 at the time, and she did like the outrageous outfits and the cool wigs and all that stuff. And now we're fucking, and I'm like, oh come on, like the celebrities aren't even doing that. And now you see them going, and they're going in like their trackies and their tank tops
with no makeup on. Yeah,
and yet you still have people trying to emulate their style from 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm scarlet free. Oh,
that is actually so true. Thought about like,
yeah,
that.
If you think about it.
We love a bandwagon.
We do.
We fucking do. Like,
we do love a bandwagon, but I just find it gas because I'm like, but that's not it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to one of my friends and she does loads of hairstyling.
Yeah.
And we were even talking about like, you know, updos. Remember they were just, if you were having a wedding, you were getting an updo. That was just the end of that chapter.
Updos make me uncomfortable. I've never liked an updo.
But also, they don't last.
They don't last. They're too prim and proper looking. I'm sorry. I'm against updos, zero. Gen 1.
And it's, I cannot
with an updo.
Because, and it's so funny because she's, it's, her name's Sue Brophy, by the way, if you're looking for her on Instagram, she does fabulous hair and makeup.
Just,
but
just another person Carla's obsessed with.
Yeah.
And manages to get into every conversation that we have. Just like Nadia Daily sells.
I love her.
And Nuala Jones.
But, you know, but do you know what I hate? I think it's just because I'd hate for somebody to just be shiting on and thinking that they picked it up themselves off the fucking floor when they didn't. When it takes somebody else to actually make you, like, that consistently happens to me constantly on fucking Instagram.
Yeah.
Thanks, you got that off me. But literally every week.
Yeah.
That's why I go quiet nowadays. But we were talking about it because I'm like, I'm not like a hair thing. I'm not like a hair person. And I remember she was like, yeah, but Carla, like they don't last well, like they don't age. And I was like, that's so true. She was like think about like all the ringletty curls, and that didn't last well.
No.
Hair jewels, that didn't fucking last. And then it was only like a couple of nights ago, she put up a story with all like Bridget Bardot when she got married. Because what Sue was saying, she was like, that undone hair is always in.
Yeah.
You know, like big, loopy, bouncy, Cheryl Cole, wag style. Yes. That's not in. She was like, that's not trendy. And I was like, no, but it, and she was like, no. We just get, Ireland gets caught in our trends where we're like, I want a bouncy blow dry.
Yeah.
But it's because it's what we heard and it's kind of what we know.
Yeah.
It's like winged eyeliner.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to flip, like, and still to this day, oh, I'd love a flick. I'm like, but why? And they're like, because I heard I wanted a flick. You know? It's like that kind of like way of thinking it. And Sue, anyway, she put up a montage of all her favourite like hairs over the years. And it was so funny. It was like Farrah Fawcett, really undone. It was like all these, like Sophia Loren when she got married. All these women like Amal Clooney, all that stuff. And all their hairs were like really undone. It's not these big updos or this like ringletted or Hollywood wave. It's real like undone hair.
Yeah.
That's just little, and it's funny because when you think about it, you're like, yeah, because we just, we cling. Kylie wore a lilac wig. It's 2020. She hasn't worn one in fucking 6 years and we're still banging around with them being like, ooh, Kylie Jenner.
Yeah. I getcha. Another one just on the subject of Kylie Jenner. The sucky lip cup. So girls used to basically put this tiny little cup or like the lid off something around their lips and just suck all the suction out of it, and then their lips would be huge after it. And they were, did Kylie Jenner actually do it? Is that what prompted them to do it?
Well, no, Kylie Jenner didn't do it. I think somebody twigged it and then was like,
oh, look at this. Yeah, but it was very much aimed at Kylie Jenner lips.
Yeah, but that's just because Kylie at that point in time was lying about her lip fillers.
Yeah.
I'm saying it was lip liner. That's when MAC couldn't get Whirl lip liner or Sore lip liner in for like 6 months at a time.
Fuck's sake, yeah.
Yeah.
And now what are teens doing now? They're super gluing their top lip now.
Yeah.
That's another trend. So they're basically putting it just above their cupid's bow.
And then tucking their cupid's bow up.
tucking their Cupid's bow for 3 seconds and going around looking like they think they're fucking Angelina Jolie.
It's fucking gas,
isn't it? It's worrying.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It's like a trend I want to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very worrying. And like, yeah, dangerous as well.
Yeah.
Super glue burns.
Well, super glue on your face is not really something that you want to do. I know people that have used super glue to like put on eyelashes before.
Oh,
like,
my God. What?
Actually, well, are you well? Yeah. Are you well?
That's not good.
So from you guys anyway, you kind of have a few little bits and bobs. Poxy shell tracksuits. What's with all the 20-year-old lads dressing like they're back in the 80s?
Shell tracksuits?
Yeah.
Are they?
You know the... They're like shiny.
And oh like my trackies. God, yes. Yeah.
Shell suits. No?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, the look on your face, God.
No, yeah, no, I kind of get it. Like, I don't feel like I'm... Yeah, okay, no, go ahead.
Fair. Flat hair, like Avril Lavigne, ex-Tina in the 90s. Not for fashion, just because that's the hair I have.
Oh my gosh.
Remember. Do you remember that flat hair?
Flat hair, and I think was the 12-week blow dry a bit of a trend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Explain what that was.
That was when people got the process. Like, I think they still do it.
Did you try and get one?
No. No, my hair is actually very flat to begin with and very thin.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't really have to. But there's this, they put like, I think at the very beginning, when this first came out, they put keratin. This is my understanding of it, I could be wrong. They put keratin in your hair. I don't know in what form, whether it was a fucking liquid or whatever. But then you have to walk around with like greasy hair for 3 days or something.
Yeah.
Then you had to get it washed out.
Yeah.
And then your hair would just be like...
Smooth and sleek.
Smooth and sleek and not frizzy for like
and was it? Weeks. It was 6 weeks, was it? 12 weeks.
Oh, it was 12 weeks. Yeah.
I mean, worth it though. It was very expensive, wasn't it?
It's very expensive. I think it's come on leaps and bounds these days. I don't think you have to walk around with the greasy hair for 3 days now. But when it first came out, you had to.
Oh, God.
You had to walk around with your hair basically...
Stuck to your head.
Stuck to your head for three days before you could wash this stuff out. Like
thick and greasy.
Yeah.
The way
well, it like wasn't it. Greasy. It was the product, whatever they were using. But that was a big trend. And then layers. Do you remember layers? Everybody wanted to look like Jen Aniston.
Yeah, but layers. That was like the Jen haircut.
Yeah.
And then I only started getting layers like last year.
Did you? Yeah. Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
Got it chopped into because my hair was just kind of hanging and I was like, why do all my curls look so shit? And then it was like, because all of your hair is the same length. Yeah, they all are going to hang at the same length. So I was like, oh.
No dimension there.
No.
There was, what was I going to say there? Oh yeah, I remember for years when I was getting my hair cut, I'd only ever want to cut like in a V shape at the back.
V. Oh, okay.
Because of Jennifer Aniston again. I don't like, I just never liked that straight across blunt kind of cut.
Yeah.
It was always like, I know, I need to cut it in a V. Need to cut it. And like my hairdresser, which was my mum's friend, used to be like, oh, fuck it. Here she fucking goes with epoxy V again.
Do you know what I mean?
And you'd be like, I want my hair cut in a V. Cut it in the V.
I'm here for my V haircut.
I'm here for my V.
Thanks. If you don't mind.
Yeah. I need, like, so at the back, my hair would basically look like a V as opposed to being cut straight across. I have no idea why I was so obsessed with my V.
That's similar to the Kylie teal hair, I feel. And then there was the Rihanna Red.
Rihanna Red.
Let's not forget Rihanna Red. Circa 2007, 2008, I think it was.
There's very few people that it suits.
Fire fucking engine red. Yeah, there is very few people that it suits.
And it was always the palest people
that got it. Yeah, it was.
Like,
so true.
Do whatever you feel like. But if you're not willing to put... I always feel like, if I was to get a fringe... I feel like I couldn't go getting a fringe unless I was willing to put the fucking effort in.
Yeah, you do. You have to be careful.
To look done up.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Are there certain hairstyles that you need to commit to them? You need to look well to pull them off. But what I feel like happened with the fire engine red hair was that people were like, oh yeah, I'm going to get that. And then they just...
But I was like, you're not from...
Most of the time didn't even put makeup on. Not that like there's anything wrong with that, but it's... you kind of went half-arsed with it.
It didn't look good.
It wasn't a good look. And then when you were topping it up and the fucking dye was still all over the forehead. Oh.
Do you remember the dye on the forehead? That was a big ring of it.
Yeah.
It looks like a wig.
Now, I understand with some people when they have baby hairs, because like, I do know a few hairdressers, and sometimes it can't be avoided. If you have baby hairs around your, like, your forehead,
yeah,
the only way to cover them is to put the dye on the hair, and you're just going to have to fucking deal with it for a day or two after you get your hair done. I understand that. But sometimes it's just, you can tell when somebody's done it themselves.
Do you know? I think you can always tell when something's a box dye.
Yeah.
I feel.
Sewn in was another trend.
Sewn in was a huge thing.
Yeah.
I remember my aunt told me when I was younger just to put lemon in my hair, and I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And just dried out my hair.
Yeah.
Didn't actually do anything. But
that only worked if you were naturally blonde, though.
And I wasn't. So thanks, Siobhan.
I feel like everybody was told to put lemon juice in their hair. It only worked for some people. It's like, yeah, if you were naturally blonde.
It worked for all the naturally gorgeous sallow girls that were in my class at the time.
Arseholes.
And they were always lovely and sallow. And they went away when they came back from their holidays. I used to come back from my holidays absolutely red, burning, peeling. And they'd come back with a lovely sallow colour because their parents remembered to put on fucking sun cream. And fucking like gorge blondie locks with, and their baby hairs were all white, and
and the little hairs on their arms were all white.
And I remember just being like, ah, yeah. And that was when I realised I wasn't genetically pleasing.
This one, what's this next one? Lolo ball. Hours of fun once your feet toughen up. Lolo ball?
Never heard of that.
There is quite a few responses to this because we did put the question box up, but I think like this is more general behaviour rather than trends. Like a lot of people said they miss like the sense of community spirit.
Yeah, it's not like good community spirit.
Do you know, like, and then knocking into your friends and stuff like that. But I think that's more of a back in the day kind of thing. That we all just lost with age and with society anyway.
Well, no, I think it was just mobile phones that just stopped all that.
No, but that's what I mean. Like in social culture and in society, everybody just kind of moved on from...
Do you think we'll get back to that?
No.
No, never?
No.
Even when we're old?
I don't know. Like, because I look at my mum and her best friend and like they tag each other on Facebook all the time.
Oh, gas.
They send each other messages on Messenger now. And, like, they still knock over to each other, but they'll probably text each other beforehand now. Whereas before, it used to be a spontaneous ringing the doorbell.
Do you remember that? It used to, and the brass balls you.
Yeah.
Hi, are they in? No, they're having their dinner.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, okay. Right, I'll just sit on the doorstep here. Like,
yeah, you go up to the tree or something. And you're like, here I am at the tree.
Yeah. But I think that's something that you just lose with age anyway.
Yeah.
But I do find, like, now, if you hear a knock at the door, it's like, oh, what is this?
Who is that fucking weirdo?
Is that a poxy Jehovah's Witness? Is that, do you know what I mean? It's that kind of, oh, that must be a salesman. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's not, like, nobody just shows up at the door anymore. Or even last week, I was doing it on my Instagram, and people were laughing at me because they could relate because they do the same thing. Somebody rang the house phone. We still have a house phone.
Do you still have a house phone?
Yeah, we still have a house phone.
I have
a house phone in my room. My 16-year-old self would be fucking thrilled.
When did you get one?
What do you mean?
When did you get a house phone in your room?
Oh no, like this was, my mum got like a UPC package or something like that. And I moved back into the house and the fucking thing was there because the base has to be beside the broadband, whatever. It's a whole setup. I've muted it because it can fuck off now.
Do people ring it?
Yeah, people ring it. But somebody last week rang it after 7 in the evening, which is only ever bad news, like.
Oh, God.
And this was Friday the 13th.
Right? So what did you do?
Well, the person downstairs answered it.
I would have flushed it.
Looked at it in shock. Like, that's all I did. I was like, somebody ringing on Friday the 13th after 7 p.m. Ringing the house phone.
Very odd.
What? No, it was my auntie from my dad, just to tell him, like, you know.
So is it your family that used the house phone?
Yeah, be more so the family.
Do you think we'll ever get back to house phones?
No, not unless all of the mobiles the mobile phones spontaneously combust. Do you know?
Yeah.
If I'm ringing a takeaway, I'll ring it off the house phone. Or, because, air, the fucking signal inside my mum's house is so shockingly bad that, like, Adam will ring me and then he'll go, I'm like, I'll ring him back on the fucking house phone. That's I'll ring him back on the house phone.
I only have one friend that I call on the house phone. That's because she refuses to buy a new phone.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, come on now, your phone's fucked.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, phone's fucked.
Come on now.
It is handy for stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I suppose the big long, intense calls. There's nothing worse, though, when you're given, like, a 1-800 number to call. You're like, for fuck's sake. They're like, yeah, you can just call the IT people there on it. And you're like, oh, I'm fucking on loads of credit here. I don't want to waste my bills.
1-800 is grand. That's free. But it's the
1850,
yeah, yeah. Low call, they say. They say it's low. It's not
fucking low. It's not low. It's like fucking 293.
No, absolutely not. Let me see other ones here. Visiting. Like when you go to your mom visiting, obviously, when note was forced. Yeah, so that was kind of like what we were saying. What else is here? I missed. Oh yeah. Oh my god, somebody just said that. I missed the time everyone wanted to look like Jennifer Aniston. That's gas that I just said that. Everyone with layered hair and loads of body. I'm not the only one that thought it. Fat Frog ice pops.
Fat Frog the drink. Do you not remember going to like the Vortex? Oh,
the Vortex.
Fat Frogs were a trend.
Yeah.
They were, because drinking Alka Pops were a trend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember when it was like, oh my god, I think I might get a few wickets tonight?
Whoop. Yeah. No wonder we're all fucking reveling in the dentist bills all these years later.
I'm back to the dentist tomorrow, actually.
But Fat Frogs were fucking rocket fuel.
No, do you remember you used to go, I specifically remember, you go to the Vortex, you'd get and there was like Fat Frog and like the real Fat Frog. So the real Fat Frog, you were supposed to get a Bacardi Breezer, a Wicked, and a Smirnoff Ice, mm-hmm. and a shot of vodka.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, what? And apparently they were the real Fat Frog. And they used to like, yeah, apparently.
Probably 12 euro then.
Yeah. But I remember going to the Vortex and I remember being like, oh my god, because it was 2 euro drinks. And I remember being like, oh my god.
What night did you go on? That was 3 euro drinks for us.
Oh.
3 euro drinks.
No, it was 2 euro drinks.
No, 3 euro. And then our shots would be cola cubes.
Blech.
Oh yeah, it tasted like Frosties.
Yeah, but like they were pure sugar.
Pure sugar.
No wonder you died the next day, because it's just pure sugar. Like, to be honest, Alka Pops in general.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Pure fucking sugar.
Pure sugar, yeah.
I went through a phase over the summer of drinking Smirnoff Ice again.
I feel like it leaves you kind of phlegmy. I don't know why. Well,
that's what I need in my life, yeah.
It just, you know, that kind of sugar.
Oh, taste. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the coating kind of.
It's like when you eat, when you drink a can of Coke and you try and eat some chocolate.
Yeah, it's not vile. Good. No, it's not good.
It's not good.
Let me just see.
The Capri's Factory. That wasn't a trend.
That wasn't a trend, no.
No, but do you remember the Capri's Factory?
Yeah.
That was like a great place.
I can't say I've ever been.
I never went, but one of the girls that I used to be friends with, her mum worked there, and I remember she used to.
Whose relation didn't work there? All of my grandparents worked in the Capri's Factory.
I only knew one.
Every single grandparent of mine worked there.
Really?
Christmas was great. They used to.
Bags and bags of chocolate Easter. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mama.
Oh, yeah, it was a good time. This person says, maybe not a trend, but chivalry in younger lads these days is dead. I don't think it was a trend ever.
No. I get why people are frustrated.
Yeah, I can't really. Do you know what actually really pisses me off though? It's something that, and I don't experience it all that often because I drive. But when I do take public transport and I see older people standing up and there's kids in uniforms sitting on chairs, and like, is it
not a trend?
No, it's not a trend. But I just want to say it does piss me off. And
I just want to get it out there, yeah, on the platform.
Yeah, and likewise, parents who have kids who are sitting on, like, say your kid is like 10,
mm-hmm,
and you're the parent.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And you don't tell your kid to get up. Like, my kid would be whipped up off the chair if there was a fucking elderly person standing there.
Oh, you'd reef them.
Yeah. But like,
bring back hitting your kids. Bring back that trend.
Like, I just
bring back the wooden spoon.
It baffles me. I cannot. And it fucking actually enrages me when I see it, like, on public transport, which thankfully I don't see.
How do you feel about people hitting their kids?
How do I feel about it? Unpopular opinion. It never fucking traumatised me.
Yeah.
Like,
but then at the same time, you wouldn't sort anything else out with hitting someone, do you know?
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
It's such a weird one.
Yeah, you would always.
I see both sides.
I see, yeah, I suppose I see both sides. Like, I wouldn't, like, in my adult life, I would never try and solve a conflict by hitting someone.
Let's just have a fight, shall we?
Yeah, let's just box it out.
All right, square up. Come on.
Box it out. Come here in Australia, we'll be grand. Do you know what I mean? We'll forget about it later on. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
It is a very good point. But, like, when there's kids being brats.
Yeah.
And they're just not listening.
I just remember the fear of God.
Yeah.
And I just knew.
But it always, yeah, it always
kind of. It did work. It fucking settled me. I used to be like, sorry.
Yeah, it did work. That's the thing. Like, yeah, kind of a, you see both sides. We'll leave it at that.
We'll see both sides.
We'll see both sides. Children out playing together. Not a trend. I think the people just kind of.
You haven't been to my road.
Yeah, I know. My road as well. They're always out. There's every single summer, there's a bunch of kids on my mum's road that just dig a hole.
No, I mean, if there's. Oh.
That's their thing. They dig a hole and then the council come and fill it in. I swear to God. This is their game.
I think you might have told me this before.
This is their game. They just dig a big hole in the field. It's fucking brilliant.
And that's just that.
That's just their thing. That's they take turns digging the hole. It's amazing. I love seeing it.
Do you remember the phases of Japanese import cars?
Yeah. All of my mates had one. Yeah, there was a Dublin Jap import lot over on the Airside Road.
I remember being like, Mum and Dad, all I want is a Honda Civic. Yeah. Okay, I don't care that you ordered me a Polo because it was safe. I want a Honda Civic.
And I want a Skyline.
Oh, a Skyline.
Two mates who had Skylines.
No.
Yeah.
And they were like the cool.
They were the coolest.
Japanese imports. I was
the shit in the back
Tokyo
of Skyline.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, that's
Tokyo
it.
Fucking Drift.
I remember
Mitsubishi Colt.
Mitsubishi Colt, that's what I always wanted. I ended up, I settled for a Corsa. But no, I remember being in the back of the Skyline and my mate was.
The Starlet.
The Starlets.
I was like the Girlo one.
Oh.
Girlos used to be. Oh, yeah,
they were
Girlos,
really noisy, weren't they?
Yeah.
You could take the air filter off and make it even louder.
Yeah.
I used to love being the back of the Skyline and my mate who had one. So we're still mates with him now. Like, he's going to be Plop's godfather. Like,
does
he
still have a Skyline?
No, he doesn't have it. No, it was 10 years ago we got rid of the Skyline. But we'd be flying up and down the road to Kells, fucking blaring 50 Cent out of it. Like, hot. I was bleeding rapid in the back of the car. What the fuck? Like,
but that was
Now when I see it, I'm like, oh my God.
It was always like Trim and Kells and
Oh my god. Kells used to be riddled with youngfellas just driving imports. Up and down the main street.
Yeah. And it was a huge thing in Carpenterstown as well.
It was so
there was just areas of Jap imports.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, it's so fucking cool, it's on a fucking Skyline.
They used it. Now, I never took part in it. I don't think any of my mates did either, but they used to be like a cruise.
I went to the cruise.
Still happening, is it?
Is it still happening?
Is it?
I don't know. The cruise was out.
Dollymount Strand, was it?
There was one near the south side and it was kind of. I feel like it was Tala-ish, but it wasn't Tala. It was like maybe Longwell Road. I can't remember. If you partaked in the cruise, please let me know where it was. I can't remember where it was, but I think it is still going. The fucking cruise.
That it was when a lot of people with Jack
a petrol
got together on a Sunday night and went on the cruise.
And it was Sunday night, and I remember I'd be like, oh, I've either school tomorrow or I've school. I'd be like, oh,
never actually. I'm raging. I never went on the cruise though.
I went at least three or four times.
And I wouldn't mind. All of me mates had Japan parkers. Like, we were the shit.
How did you not go on the cruise?
Don't know. We were too cool for the cruise.
Too. Maybe it was too far out, because if you were all the way out in fucking Kells.
No. This was Blanche as well. Like,
Blanche multi-story car park.
That's where it started a good few times as well. I remember getting a shot of the skyline, my friend.
Thrifty.
He was parked. He parked in behind my car, so it would have been too much for him to move his car. So he just typed skyline. I was like, all right. And then I had to press this thing. It's the same. It was actually the same in a fucking Citroen, like whatever. I remember my friend had a Citroen little box car, and the same thing was on it. But it was like two buttons in where the gear stick is, and it was like a code you had to put in before you could turn the key.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah. It was like, do. You had to get this pattern. And I was shitting myself because I was just wanting to try the food going in.
Just let me try the food going in.
Oh, God.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, stop.
I miss that now.
Yeah.
I do miss the cruise. I miss the Jap imports. That was a huge thing.
That was huge when we were growing up, yeah.
What do you think we'll look back on now and we'll be like, oh, for fuck's sake?
Instagram.
Lip fillers. I say this like every second episode. I'm like, lip fillers. And lip fillers. Just get away.
Not really. I think Instagram and the whole social media thing, how obsessed we are with it. I think that will be a thing of the past. I actually hope it will be.
I don't think it will be.
Do you not think
No.
Even with the bit of the...
It's what we grew up on. It's how we communicate.
Yeah.
Like, some of my friends won't just talk. They'll only talk to lads through Instagram DM, which I find fucking so strange.
No, I don't mean on a personal level. I mean the whole influencer thing.
Oh,
If it doesn't die with time, it'll die with age.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're right. That you're so right.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're so right.
It's definitely gonna die somehow. Somebody here said,
"Oh, we'll be out of a job." Oh no, wait.
Yeah, I actually don't really give a shit.
Oh no, wait. I've yet to make a euro. Hey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, what am I losing?
No, what am I losing? Oh no.
Somebody here said, and this is on the fashion side of things, and I stan this combat trousers.
I had them in every color.
Oh, I loved a combat trouser
and parachute pants. I said that back in the day already, but still.
Parachute pants. They made you look like a hip hop dancer.
Yeah.
And skinny.
And I'd be like, oh, Run DMC, play it so I can do like the moves, the head spin.
Would have loved to wear a cap with that as well and just like peek it down over my eyes. So it just looked so cool.
Do you think... I was trying to think about this earlier, and I don't even think that this is topical for this now, but it is something that I want to say. So fuck it, I'm going to say, because it's my podcast, motherfuckers. But do you think, like, not that travel's a trend, it's not a trend, but do you think it's kind of more of a trend now?
Yeah.
In the way that people are almost going and booking things to show off on social media?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I followed somebody yesterday, and they're not... Who did I follow? And I wouldn't name them anyway, but I just followed somebody out of curiosity. Oh, yeah, sorry. It was a mammy blogger type of account, and I went out to her thing and I liked her stuff, so I just followed her. But she had three places where she had been to. It was like Marbella, Valencia, and somewhere else. And I was like, that's the most fucking random thing to ever have in a bio. Yeah, it was in the bio.
Oh.
And they just sound like package holidays.
Yeah.
What? Why?
I touched on this in my little yearly rants. I don't know if we're obsessed with like looking cool or feeling cool.
Yeah.
You know? Because I remember like when I went travelling, everyone was like, where's all your photos? And I was like, in my phone.
Yeah, in my head as well.
And in my head.
Yeah.
And, you know, And then sometimes it'd be like, oh, Devo, like, should I post this or should I put this up or whatever? And then I was just kind of like, who is this for? It's such a weird thing, Instagram. It's like I always battle with this. I'm kind of like, but who's that for? Like, how is that? Who's that for?
Yeah.
Do you know, I know that sounds, it's kind of like,
I mean, look, I get with the whole, say, for instance, the Ungrateful Guide. They do it to showcase places and to give information out if other people would prefer to do that. And, you know, they want to have their social media following because it's how they make money while they're travelling.
Yeah, definitely.
And they have their blog as well. They're really passionate about it. Very consistent.
So consistent.
Highly recommend following them. Like, I get people like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, come here. I went to fucking the Quintos last year. I'm not going to go putting that on my bio this year. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I feel like that's what people are doing.
Was she saying as in she had been there?
Yeah.
Like, it was upcoming?
No.
She'd been there?
I think so.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
It was just a very random
thing.
Who
was it?
No, I'm not going to say. Nope, couldn't be doing that now. It was just, but there's thousands like her. Do you know what I mean? I'll tell you after the pod. But there was thousands. there's thousands like her that are doing the same thing. It's just very fucking random.
But that, again, it kind of leads me back. Like, travel is absolutely not a trend. Travel's cheaper now. It's better.
Yeah,
it's,
well, more
not,
accessible.
Not better, but it's more accessible. It's definitely not better, but it's more accessible.
There's more options for you to explore when you want to go somewhere.
And there's more kind of, I think there's more for you. Like, it's funny, I was only talking to one of my friends the other day. She's just back from New York, and she kind of, like, she wouldn't be a big food person.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, we just went to TGI's. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And she was like, and then we went to another chain. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, what, eating while they're away?
Eating while she was in New York. I was like, you're in New York. And she was like, oh yeah, but like, I'm not. She was like, you know me, like, I don't care. And then I was like, yeah, why am I saying that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, but you know me. And like, in all fairness, she's a very plain eater, but she does like her nice food.
Yeah.
But I just remember being like, are you kidding me? But then she was like, but you're like, I just wanted to TGI's. And I was like, okay, fair.
True.
Yeah, you know, when you're just kind of, I was like, fair. Because, I mean, I tell you one thing, no matter where I go, I crave a McDonald's. And if I see it, I'm getting it.
I'm getting it.
I see it. I want it. And I got it.
Yeah. Somebody here said the Nelly Furtado hip hop phase.
Yes, there's definite music trends. Because do you remember it was like, trance was 90s. Everybody knew 90s trance. Robert Miles, all those kind of tunes. They were like up in the charts. Like Faithless had its fucking thing going. Absolutely 90. You know, that was the buzz. And then there was like, do you remember that song? Step off the train.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Pass from the door. Love it.
My dad loved that song.
Serenade me.
Yeah. And then there was swing music. Do you remember when swing music got really big and Robbie Williams did a swing album?
Oh my God. And Michael Bublé did
and Westlife. And it was like, Jack the Knife.
Yeah.
I was like, why is everyone doing this?
Michael Bublé. That's why they did it.
No, because Bubbles was after Robbie. He was. And Robbie did it. I remember because my mum was obsessed with Robbie Williams and so was my aunt. And in the sitting room, we ended up buying the DVD. And I think we watched it like 7 times over Christmas. Oh, I'm not joking. It was stupid. Like, but that was like a bit like it had. I think things have like waves and bursts.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
So look at Khalid.
Yeah.
Another one.
DJ Khaled, you mean?
Another one. He's on every single fucking person's song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
And like everybody's loving Stormzy. Sorry, why?
Oh, I think that it's like, I'm just really into like dancehall music. I'm like, what? Or like grime. Grime's big.
Grime is big. And that's what, like I said, with Stormzy, I just can't. If he was to go on stage.
I like Fosse Bop.
Oh.
No, it's I don't such like, a good tune.
No.
It's a great tune.
No, I can't. I can't with them.
Fuck the government.
They just sounds. No. If they were to, and I know, like, it's not to be all and end all, I actually don't even watch X Factor, but realistically, in that scenario, if one of those fellas was to come out and showcase what they can do with their voice, they'd be fucking laughed off the stage. Like, they actually don't sound talented.
I don't get you.
Like, Stormzy can't fucking sing, but he's huge.
But he's a rapper.
But Boy, why does he sing then?
Yeah, no, I do get you. Like the way that Kanye just decides sometimes that he's going to have a little sing song.
And it's
like,
fucking auto-tuned to shit.
And it's like, oh,
yeah. Oh, God. See that song that he did with Rihanna and your man from the Beatles?
Yeah. Oh, God. That was
awful. Like, do you ever hear it start to that, even the way that Rihanna sounds? I think I had love. And then there's some fucking kid whining in the back of it.
It is a weird song. I never understood that song. Like, I remember the first time hearing it, I was in Cambridge in the car with Tom, and I remember the two of us just looked at each other and we were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard. It really is just...
But that's, I think I said it before, it was like that's like the thing now though, isn't it? Like everybody's trying to do it. Like even 2 Chainz tries to have a little sing song. I'm like, oh, chicken.
And then what's this one now? And he's really the more fucking people play them, the more they're going to enable them, is what I'm going to say. They're fucking enablers.
Mm.
This, I'm going to take my horse to the other
room. Mass.
No. People no. Mixing. Stop that. Stop that.
That's a little viral.
What the moment. Fuck?
Please I don't enjoy that song. Never enjoyed that song. Never really got it. Don't have it. I always know there's like certain songs that I don't have on my playlist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like very few number one tunes go onto the playlist. Because I'm like, no, I know in 2 weeks' time I'm going to be like, because again, you know, Irish radio just can't quite get it together. But it's like these kind of, I just feel like there's like these ebbs and flows. So it was like dance music, then it was like hip hop, and then it was like EDM music got huge.
Yeah, yeah.
Got massive. Mm. And then it was like that kind of, what do you call it, like soft rock was big for a while. Then it was like alternative pop and all that kind of shite. And then, do you remember when like Panic at the Disco got big?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. What's that, punk? Punk.
Yeah, I think so.
But it's like, I feel like there was, you know, and then there was the emo trend. I don't really understand what that was about, really.
Yeah.
That was a dark time.
Yeah. There are some very regrettable kind of, No, like, I don't get it.
Dark.
It was dark.
It was
really
dark. And then there was the orange fake, the wag trend. That was a trend. Wags.
Wags. Everybody loved wags.
We loved wags. Loved. Reality TV.
Mm.
I don't think it's a thing anymore, is it? It is, but it's not kind of thing.
Look, it's always there to catch you when you're falling down a hole of a hangover.
Me, they're like, I don't think it's a thing as I watch only reality TV. I don't really think it's a thing.
Like, Hey You is now a thing because...
Hey You is my number one subscription. Well, don't know why I'm lying, but fair enough, yeah.
No, it does be like... I suppose keeping up with the Kardashians, it's always going to be entertaining no matter how old the episode.
100%. And do you feel like health and fitness?
Yeah.
Again, it's not like, it's like the travel thing. People were always into it, but now it's almost...
mainstream.
A personality trait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And even sometimes I feel like, I just feel like such a dope. And I'm like, I love to travel. And I'm like, oh my God, I sound like such a sap.
But like, you do.
Yeah, I do.
You do love to travel, but like, you're not.
But then, like, I'd have friends who'd be like, oh, I'm such a traveller. And they go on, like, a luxury holiday.
They go to Benidorm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
You know? Or then I'd like, what I find is gas as well. It's the same, in the same premise, it's like food.
Mm.
It's like, are you a foodie though?
Nah.
And it's like, we all like to eat out in nice restaurants. Yeah. I don't feel like that's a foodie. I think everybody likes to eat out and in nice restaurants. And yes, if you're a kind of person who makes the effort to try out new places all the time, that's fair. Yeah. But like, to be a real foodie, you kind of have to be like, it's funny, there's like a couple of people that I follow and I'm like, now they're into fucking food.
Yeah.
Just the stuff they talk about, I'm like, that's so interesting. Like some of the people, whenever, like I've assigned into Tom's food page, and when I go on and the stuff that he follows, I'm just like, we sit up in bed and I'd be watching Hey You and he's watching food videos.
Right, okay.
So I'm like, he's really into food.
Yeah, you know?
I like food, but I'm not going to sit up there and watch somebody make like a buttery deliciousness situation. Or something like, sometimes he'd be looking at weird cuisines from all over the world and he'd be watching videos and I'd be like, yeah, no, I don't have that.
Yes. Yeah, so
and I'd be like, look at this cook crease video.
That is a foodie. Yeah.
Like, so that's kind of, I wouldn't call somebody who likes to just eat out in nice restaurants foodie. Everybody likes that.
There's a difference between going to a restaurant, going to a new restaurant and being a foodie. as is the difference between traveling and going on holiday.
And going on hollybops, yeah.
Like, call a spade a spade. You're going on fucking holidays.
You're going on your hollybops.
You're not traveling.
You're not really traveling. You're going somewhere quite common to go on your hollybops for, like, whatever.
It's literally a tourist town.
But then at the same time, yeah, you're like, that's a tourist trap. But then at the same time, it's such a weird one. It's like what you do. It doesn't matter if you go to the most obvious area. It's like what you do when you're there.
Yeah.
Do you get invested in the culture? Do you try and find interesting things to do? Or are you just walking the strip hoping for the best?
You're walking the strip.
Or going on TripAdvisor and being like, that restaurant has a few nice stars. I think I'll go there. Instead of like using your head and like maybe, you know, asking the locals or figuring something. Do you know?
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not a trend, but it's like...
It is becoming a trend.
It's becoming trendy. Mm, I suppose. It's trendy to be a foodie. It's trendy to say you'd travel to Marbella.
Yeah.
A few other places on your profile. Those kind of things.
Mm.
Yeah.
Obviously, hipster.
Ways, that was a trend.
That it kind of still is.
Is it still a trend?
Yeah, there are.
I think it's more mainstream now because even, like, there's things that I'd be like, oh, I wouldn't be caught to, like, back in the day I'd be like, oh my god, I wouldn't be caught dead. And now it's kind of come more mainstream. Like, it does take me a while. I will say fashion, it takes me a while to warm up to things,
to come around to something. Yeah.
And funny enough, for other things I'm kind of like, yeah, I can see that, but for fashion, oh my god, it takes me so long to warm up to things.
I'd be the same.
And I'm not a fashionable gal.
No, same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's funny though, because I'm just like, this is why I'm not a fashionable gal, because I'm just not invested. Like, I just just don't care, you know.
Like, see the way that the girls are going around with the, and you wear them as well, the clips.
Yeah.
Square clips.
I like them.
My hair, makeup,
I'm trendy enough with my makeup. Yeah. Well, obviously I'm trendy with my makeup. Hair, I try. I do try. I try my best.
But the clips now, I feel like I wouldn't. I just wouldn't. I'm not into it. I don't like it. But I wouldn't say that 6 months down the line, I wouldn't love it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but like that, like what you're saying, it would take me a while to come around to it. At the moment, I just think they look a little bit silly.
Rude.
But I do. It's the types of clips that I used to wear when I was 7, and I would wear 8 of them at a time. And that's what's happening again. But it's adults.
But it's cool.
See, at the moment,
it's fucking
just like,
cool, isn't it, Jen? It's fucking cool.
Well, I think it looks ridiculous, but that's not to say I won't be going back on this in 6 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then in 6 months time, you'll be like, see, that's what I am with fashion. But what I will say is, oh my god, if I had a size 6 body, you should see the shit that I would wear. I would be so iconically fashionable if I had the body to be iconically fashionable. And you can be, obviously you can be fashionable on my size, but I'm just saying, there's some of the fucking stuff that I would be able to pull off or have an eye for or match together. It's just when it comes to me, I'm just like, no, don't know.
I think it's more of a personality thing. I don't think you would necessarily.
No, I would.
Oh, would you?
Yeah. No, I just know, because like, even with my friends, I'm like, oh, I'd love to dress them.
Right.
Oh
okay.
My god, I'd adore to dress them.
Okay, so you're just into that.
And even my friends that think they're trendy, I'm like, oh, I'd love to dress you and make you look real fucking cool now. I could make you look fucking cool. And even sometimes when my friends would be like, what about this? And I'd be like actually giving them the links, and I'd be like, wear this, wear that, wear. And they're like, they just go back to not doing as I suggest.
The same thing. But I'm one of those people as well.
Oh, I'd have you massive.
But you see, this is the thing.
I'd have you.
Ordinarily.
Massive now.
Minus the child inside me.
Yeah.
I would be a size 6. And I'm like that. I just don't.
Oh, I'd have you massive now. See you once you have that kid. Oh.
But Jared's the same. He's always trying to dress me.
Oh,
and
I'd have
just
you.
Like,
oh, he'd have you massive.
I can't step outside my box.
But that's, and it's funny because even with my friends, I'm like, but why aren't you listening to me? And
yeah.
Like, oh, I don't understand why you're not taking this as Bible. What? I don't get you.
What the fuck, like?
Yeah. But I'm like, excuse you. I just don't understand why you're not listening to me. I've got the personality of a skinny girl. Why aren't you listening to me? See you now.
See you.
Listen to me, I have the personality of a skinny bird, right?
See fucking you.
See you. The neck.
What, just we'll wrap it up there. What trend would you like to see coming back? Sorry to put you on the spot now.
I don't know, because I feel like they just come back, don't they? And you're just like, oh, there you go. Like, miniature handbags are huge at the moment, which I adore.
Yes.
But they're not practical, but they look so cute.
You do.
Yeah, but do you remember when, like, I'd love to see Fat Man Pants come back.
Fat Man Pants?
Do you remember Fat Man Pants?
No.
Oh, I used to get mine in Dunn stores. They were the best. Fat Man Pants and, like, oh, I loved Fat Man Pants.
Still they've the never
like I still here. I still wear them. If you still see me out, you're gonna see me. Oh, I'll show you them. I put up a pair of me and I put a photo up of me in a pair of grey ones not too long ago.
Okay.
I adore a Fat Man Pant.
A Fat Man Pant. Yeah. Okay.
They're just a really high waisted baggy pant.
Yeah.
With so much ball space, it's fantastic.
Okay, right. Ball space, ball love space. It.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, I think I'd have to say I'd love combats to come back now.
Really?
Camouflage combats.
But they are back. And they're worn with polo necks and gold chains now.
Oh, okay.
It looks cool.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'll see in 6 months.
Maybe I'll have a look at it in 6 months' time. Because that's kind of like, see. I need that time. I need that time to warm up.
I need that time.
But you could wear anything. You could wear fucking anything. Oh, I'd see that now. I'd have you, Masso.
Right, well, that'll be the challenge now.
Get Jen Masso challenge.
We're set up on Patreon and we have our videos going. Yeah. We'll get Carla.
Get Jen. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yay, let's do a style.
Yeah.
We'll and I'd be that. Like, look at you now, you're Masso. Massive. And you'll be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I'll have a clip on every inch of my fucking head.
Oh, you'll look amazing. I'll have you looking.
I'll be looking forward to it now.
Iconique.
Next week, we're going to be talking about benefits.
Benefits, and I think over here it's more allowances, isn't it? Benefits, I always think benefit fraud.
Yeah.
Benefits. Yeah, benefits in the UK.
Yeah. Benefit cheats.
Yeah. Cheating it out of it. Yeah.
Cheating the benefit system. Yeah.
Fuck it. Fuck. But, so we're going to be talking more.
Yeah. Get in the van.
And while you're there, get in the fucking van. But, we're going to be talking about, benefits, allowances. I think, is it more allowances over here?
It's the social welfare system. That's what we're going to talk about.
That's what we're going to be talking about. You're a passionate bunch. We know you're going to be really into this one.
I'm going to end up.
You're going to box.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to get.
Get the
something soft to put around my fists because I will.
Yeah,
punch
you'll box like.
I have a sharp fuse as it is.
Yeah, blatant.
Last week, I was emotional. This week, I'd say when we're recording that, I'll be more so sharp-fused.
You'll be hyphy. So, yeah, let us know if you have any
insights,
like even I was saying to Jen earlier on, like suggestions. Of things that you think could be changed or things that, you don't think are necessary, but you do feel like something else could be more necessary as far as an allowance and help and support by the government.
They were actually talking about it in the news today, saying that they need to change the structure of it because there are people who will, they basically set the amount that people get in the social welfare system off a CBI, but the CBI is... It's based around average spending costs, but it's not accurate. Whatever it is, it's not accurate. People on social welfare basically aren't getting enough. They're not getting a livable wage, quote unquote.
Really?
Yeah, so they're looking at changing the infrastructure of it and they're looking at changing the people who are way more poor than others to benefit more from, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because people aren't getting, the step up that they need to try and better themselves.
I was going
to
say, like, I think there is different. I mean, to fucking go into it. Like, Here's me. Like, I think there's blah, blah, blah. We'll talk more about that next week. So, yeah, let us know.
Yeah, let us know your opinions on it. Do you know anybody who has cheated the system before? Do you think it's very unfair? Do you think it should be more so means tested? I know it's a lot more complex than that, but I personally think that. They could be saving a shit ton of money if there was certain things in place.
I think they're buying the ins and outs,
Lots of the ins and outs. So let us know what you think of that. Mm-hmm. You can DM us on the Insta at the Unpopular Opinion 2019 or WhatsApp us. We'll have to get the burner phone back out next week.
Oh my God, it's in that drawer.
Yeah, it's in the drawer. I don't think anybody has sent us any WhatsApps about the trends though. 085-725-2127. And we'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.